Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 36 for Thursday, August the 25th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished lower on Thursday, tracking losses in vegetable oil. Chicago Board of Trade soy oil was sharply lower, while losses were also recorded in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures. Looking on the charts, canola was anywhere from $5 to $8 lower, with the November contract checking in at $461.10 a ton. That's down $7.70. Chicago soybeans and soy meal were also weaker, which added to the downside. China is scheduled to tighten the amount of foreign materials it allows in imports of Canadian canola on September 1st. Wet weather in Western Canada appears to have dampened expectations for this year's crop. However, crude oil was higher, which helped curb the losses. Demand for oil seeds is still strong. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 23 to 31 cents lower. The November contract was at $9.75 a bushel. The market is under pressure from speculators and commercials. Participants on the Pro Farmer Tour have recorded pod counts in the U.S. higher than the three-year average. The numbers are expected to be even higher when the tour moves into Iowa and Minnesota. Weather conditions have been favorable in the U.S. Midwest in August, and that should help the crops. Weekly export sales were also better than expected, which was bearish. Corn was 3 to 4 cents lower, with the December contract checking in at $3.32 a bushel. Large global supplies continue to pressure the market, while signs point towards a very large U.S. crop. Short-term technicals point to some downside vulnerability, though. China has been selling off its stockpile of corn and continues to chew through it. On the other side, there are some signs this year's corn harvest in the U.S., while still expected to be massive, might not be as big as initially thought because of excess heat. Wheat was 1 to 2 cents weaker, with the most active December contract checking in at $4.24 a bushel. The wheat market was pushed slightly lower by nearby losses in soybeans and corn. Fundamentally, though, large global supplies continue to be the big reason why sustained rallies are so rare in wheat. On the other side, there are some ideas the market is oversold, which has prompted some buying at the lows. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, August 25th in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.